must be free. I left my country long ago as a refugee. Came to this land of maple syrup, not honey. It's called Turtle Island, not Canada, dummy. Turtle Island, land where migrant workers tussle and toil. Immigrants get deported. Border officials kidnap our children for ransom. No one is illegal, the new immigrant anthem. We didn't cross the borders.
Hey, hello, welcome. You're listening to Word of Mouth News on CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasted out of Ryerson University in Toronto. Today is Friday, January 7th, 2011. I'm Yogi Acharya. I'm joined in the studio today by my regular co-hosts Ryan Hayes and Craig Fortier, and also by our special guest, SK Hassan. The first half of today's show is co-hosted by No One Is Illegal Radio, where we will be reviewing the gains and the victories made in 2010, the year of resistance, and how that momentum will build in 2011. In the second half hour, Jackie Turinstra will be bringing you all the info from the front lines of radical mothering with the Mother Politic. But first, the news.
We begin today with a series of mass deaths of birds, fish, and other living creatures that have received special attention by the mainstream media. Millions of dead fish surfaced in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay in the United States on Tuesday, a day after similar unexplained mass fish deaths occurred across the world in Brazil and New Zealand, and mass crab deaths occurred in Great Britain. On Wednesday, 50 birds were found dead on a street in Sweden. The news comes after recent reports of mysterious massive bird and fish deaths only 5 days prior in Arkansas, Kentucky, and Louisiana. The Baltimore Sun reports that an estimated 2 million fish were found dead in the Chesapeake Bay, mostly adult spot and some juvenile croakers in the mix. Maryland Department of the Environment spokesperson Don Stoltfuss says cold water stress is believed to be the culprit. Para Online reports that 100 tons of sardines, croaker, and catfish have also washed up in Brazilian fishing towns since last Thursday. The cause of the deaths is unknown, with an imbalance in the environment, chemical pollution, or accidental release from a fishing boat all suggested by local officials. In New Zealand, hundreds of dead snapperfish washed up on Komondau Peninsula Beach, many found with their eyes missing, the New Zealand Herald reports. A Department of Conservation official allegedly claims the fish were starving due to weather conditions. These reports come less than a week after thousands of birds mysteriously fell from the sky in Arkansas, Kentucky, and Louisiana. Over 5,000 dead birds were found in Beebe, Arkansas on New Year's Day, and a few days later, around 500 of the same species were found 300 miles south in Louisiana. A Kentucky woman also reported finding dozens of birds scattered around her home in the days prior to the New Year's. Nearly 100,000 fish surfaced in an Arkansas river 100 miles west of Beebe. Officials are saying that fireworks likely caused the Arkansas bird death, and power lines may be to blame for the death of the birds in Louisiana. Some remain skeptical, however, of the explanations. Dan Crystal, a biology professor and co-founder of the Institute for Integrative Bird Behavior Studies at the College of William & Mary, told the AP that he was hesitant to believe fireworks were to blame unless somebody blew something in the roost, literally blowing the bird in the sky.
In other environmental catastrophe news, despite BP having capped its well in the Gulf of Mexico in July, the health-related after-effects of the disaster subsist. Gulf Coast residents and the BP cleanup workers have linked the source of certain illnesses to chemicals present in BP's oil and toxic dispersants used to sink it. The illnesses appear to be both spreading and worsening. Dr. Rodney Soto, a medical doctor in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, has been testing and treating patients with high levels of oil-related chemicals in their bloodstream. These are commonly referred to as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. Anthropogenic VOCs from BP's oil disaster are toxic and have negative chronic health effects. Dr. Soto is finding disconcertingly consistent and high levels of toxic chemicals in every one of his patients he's testing. Quote, I'm regularly finding between 5 and 7 VOCs in my patients, end quote, Dr. Soto told Al Jazeera. Quote, these patients include people not directly involved in the oil cleanup, as well as residents that do not live right on the coast. They are clearly related to the oil disaster, unquote. Dr. Soto classifies two types of symptoms groups, acute exposure that includes skin and respiratory problems, and a second larger group of people with no symptoms but who still have toxicity. He believes the pathways of exposure occurs through the air, skin, and contaminated seafood. One of the more extreme cases, he treated a woman who developed acute respiratory problems after a visit to the beach. According to the U.S. government, BP's oil disaster released at least 4.9 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP has used at least 1.9 million gallons of toxic dispersants that are banned in at least 19 countries to sink the oil.
In related news, the newly appointed Minister of the Environment, Peter Kent, went to bat this week for big oil corporations, stating that he felt that the Alberta tar sands were being unfairly demonized as an ecologically destructive development, and he proceeded to praise the project many have called the greatest environmentally destructive project in the world as quote-unquote ethical oil, and an economic boon for the entire country. On his second day in the federal environment portfolio, the Toronto Area Conservative MP reiterated his predecessor's pledge to enhance water monitoring in northern Alberta's vast oil lands region. However, he said labels such as quote-unquote dirty oil and claims that bitumen extraction is the most destructive industrial activity on the planet may be overblown.
Meanwhile, in Alberta, an explosion has rocked the Horizon oil sands near Fort McKay First Nation in northern Alberta, injuring 4 employees. The explosion occurred around 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time Thursday. The owner of the site, Canadian Natural Resources Limited, said at 7 p.m. Mountain Time that the fire was contained to the coker area. A coker uses heat to convert bitumen into crude oil. 2 employees were taken to hospital in Fort McMurray. 1 person sustained first-degree burns. Another suffered second- and third-degree burns. 2 people were treated at the site. A contractor at the site said the blast shot flames and smoke hundreds of meters into the air. Quote, "We heard a massive explosion rock the entire area," unquote, said a man who did not want to be named. Quote, "We thought it was in our unit. We ran out of the unit as quickly as we could. I looked back up at the coker structure and it was completely engulfed in flames. A 480-foot tall structure completely engulfed in flames," end quote. Fort McKay resident Marlene Orr told CBC earlier this week that she could see smoke from her kitchen window. Quote, "I'm looking at a huge wall of black smoke that's filling the sky," Orr said. "We don't know what's being released into the air right now," she continued. CNRL says mobile air monitoring unit and officials from Alberta Environment and the Energy Resources Conservation Board are en route. Air monitoring equipment already on site indicated good quality as of 6 p.m. Mountain Time, the company said. No independent air monitoring takes place in this community.
In Toronto, at 8:30 a.m. on New Year's Day, Daniel Garcia, a Toronto high school student, unwillingly boarded a plane to Mexico City. With over 1,600 petitions signed, Christmas Day meetings of 50 people, New Year's Eve rallies of 150 people, some believe that perhaps the Conservative government respond and do the right thing. With politicians, church groups, teachers, unions, and the Toronto District School Board, especially Daniel's teachers and fellow students, all condemning the deportation and calling for his release, and with headlines in every major newspaper, TV station across the country telling his story, the Minister of Immigration, Jason Kenney, refused to intervene and grant Daniel Garcia a temporary resident permit. Friends, teachers, students, and supporters from Parkdale and throughout Toronto have vowed to continue the fight, declaring no one is illegal.
And finally, in Virginia, the Richmond Police Department unwittingly submitted Homeland Security and Crowd Control guides that show the police target protests through Freedom of Information Act request by Mo Karn, a Richmond anarchist. The police filed for an emergency court order yesterday to prohibit Khan from publicizing, citing the facts that, quote, "the defendant Mo Khan is known and admittedly an anarchist." The documents, however, have already been published online, and buried in the training guides are insights into the 3 trends in law enforcement that have been occurring not just in Virginia, but nationally: the demonization of protest, the militarization of police, and the turning of local cops into, quote, "terrorism officials." The document reveals that the Richmond Police Department's Energy Emergency Operations Plan includes a section on, quote, "civil disturbances," unquote, defined so broadly as to include what the police call, quote, "dissident gatherings," unquote. The document goes on to suggest that, quote, "the city of Richmond is a target-rich environment for anti-war protesters, and it wants the police and Homeland Security to have reasons to be increasingly concerned." Quote, "current training and intelligence reveals that protesters are becoming more proficient in methods of assembly," unquote. The Freedom of Information Act request was submitted by Wingnut Collective, a Richmond anarchist group, as part of their police accountability project. In his court motion warning that Khan is a, quote, "anarchist," Richmond's deputy assistant attorney, Brian Telfair, doesn't allege the possibility of any violence or property destruction. Instead, he cites a blog post by Khan about acquiring government information through legal request entitled, quote, FOIA rocks, end quote. You can get a hold of Richmond Police documents by going to http wingnutrva.org.
All right. I love that name, Wingnuts. That's it for our headlines today. We're going to throw to a track. It's called Dirty Faced Angels by Homeboy Sandman. When we get back, we're going to have our feature roundtable on the successes, memories, and future aspirations following from 2010, the year of resistance.
My boy the other day, he said if he gave every time somebody asked, he wouldn't have nothing left for himself. But he ain't never tried that. I ain't a bad guy, keeping my cash for the bad pop when he passed by. Look right in my staring eyes, how can I spare a dime? Next man went to spare his, why should I spare mine? Call it New York State of mind, please bear in mind. I know he ain't a bind, but he gon' go buy a beer and wine. Work my 9 to 5, trying to provide for me and mine. Not to sponsor every slime to survive Vietnam. Cautious that his noble cause, this might be a con. The way to find a peer fraud, so don't mind me if I'm more the kind of guy inclined, I'm kindly declined. Besides the fact that panhandling is apparently a crime. Lucky PD up and wide, decide to let him slide. Could've collared his behind and had to pay a fine. Before he came and started whining, everything was fine. No wonder every other night another son of fire.
My life forms a life of frenemy. Not unlike infinity. So our souls alike. Air rays on for light. Lightning bolts of energy. I've composed the elegy. For those that froze tonight. My bros that froze tonight.
I ain't ate nothing since last night. That was from the trash heap, somebody last bite. Outlet getting real dim, used to be real bright. Jeans fitting real big, used to be real tight. T-shirt looking real brown, was real white. It hasn't seen no tide, not in a long time. I'm just trying to catch a ride, please spare a swipe. You ain't gotta act like I'm some type parasite. Caught up in a paradigm, lost paradise. Silent as a pantomime, a day of life. Sullen as Balboa's eyes, when Apollo died. Want something to swallow, I've gotta swallow pride. Not the one to wallow in wine, but the bottom line. But now I got a lot of doubt, I'll make it out on 9. School we taught the golden rule, but no one abides. Back and spite the otherwise, off to the other side.
My life forms a life of frenemy. Not unlike infinity. So our souls alike. Air rays on for light. Lightning bolts of energy. I've composed the elegy. For those that froze tonight. My bros that froze tonight.
Imagine you was dying, nobody helped you. If ain't nobody listen, you might talk to yourself too. Turning up your nose, holding your nose, going puke. Church hall in the front row, filling up the whole puke. Fronting like it's God's work that y'all gon' do.